it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the first half here to talk about that and look ahead to the Lions a little bit coming up next Monday night. National television from the Baltimore Banner. She's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Gianna Hahn. Gianna, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling better that we get to cover a win instead of going 0-2.
Well, as you can imagine, our call volume's down today on the way, Gianna, because there's nothing to complain about. I guess there is if you wanted to. But we were talking earlier about the first half offense and maybe some frustration setting in. So why? I mean, we know Cleveland has a pretty acceptable defense, to say the least, but it looked like the Ravens could never really get any traction there in the first half. How much of that had to do with what Cleveland was doing and Jim Schwartz versus Todd Monken and what he wasn't doing here?
It's hard this early in the season to truly tell just how good that Browns defense is, but they did, you know, lock up Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati offense the week before. They held them just 141 yards for the whole game. So the Ravens certainly did a lot more than that, but I think the Ravens offense is really built off the ground, and, you know, Derrick Henry wasn't able to get going. They were definitely focusing on him, but also they just have such a good defensive front. And if he's not going and Lamar's not going on the ground, it makes it a little tougher for the rest of the offense because they can focus more on the passing game after they shut down the run game. So I think it kind of was just like dominoes falling. But I would like to think that this Browns defense truly is very, very good, and that's why. But again, such a small sample size, it's hard to know if it was that or if the offense just kind of had some hiccups and couldn't get things going.
Gianna, I thought Lamar looked frustrated in the first half. You know, he was 10 out of 17, 77 yards, and he had some bad throws, you know, yes, in that first half.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, he didn't look super sharp. People were contemplating whether he was sick because he had that IV. He said after the game that he always has an IV. But he just didn't look like Lamar expected to come out of the Bills' loss. Like, usually after Lamar wins or loses, as we've seen in the past, he comes out and he's sharp and he's ready to get back on the winning track. It's very rare that they lose two in a row. And so that's more what I expected. And then maybe Derek not getting going, Justice not really finding much kind of affected him. But he had a few passes that he saw a really good opening and he just didn't, it wasn't completely uncatchable, a few of them, but they weren't certainly catchable. I remember there was one that Rashad probably could have come down with, yeah, but the angle that he had with it, I truly think that the Browns cornerback would have, or defensive back would have knocked it out of his hands because it was just way too high and he would have had like such a bad grip on that ball. So just not putting it where his receivers can make the best play possible.
I was surprised Lamar didn't run it more in this game, yeah, especially in the first half.
I would definitely agree with that because, again, they need Derrick Henry going. And so one way to open that up is to have Lamar run. That's why I was also like, maybe is he sick? But I don't know. He goes with what he feels is best. And if he didn't see any lanes, then maybe that's why he didn't go. But certainly, I kept waiting for there to be that, like, magic Lamar moment. And we mostly saw it when he was scrambling and not, like, designed runs.
Now, is Tylan, at least in this game, I guess, Wallace was the third receiver and D-Hop was fourth?
I guess, I don't know officially. They did look to him first. It feels like, you know how they described Keith Mitchell as more of a designer running back. D-Hop feels a little bit more like that, where they're going to use him in very specific situations, and maybe Tylan is more of the workhorse, maybe more of the Rasheen Ali. He could do a few more things, but you know, this offense, everyone's always going to have their chance, and it looked like early on that it was going to be Tylan's chance, but it turned out to be all the receivers below Zay and Rashad's chance. But it was really good to see those guys step up, considering that you know, when your stars aren't going, the other guys can get it done.
What, Vannoy's a hammy, and what is Marlin, and how long do you think they'll be out?
Marlin's a groin, and Rasheen is a concussion. We will hear from Harbaugh around 2:30. I don't know if he'll actually give us an update, though. He did warn us that once we got in the season, he wasn't going to really give us super specific responses. But all of those injuries are, I mean, concussion is just going to be whenever he clears the concussion protocol. But the hamstring and the groin, both those are injuries that can really linger if you're not careful. I mean, we saw Adisa Isaac out for weeks and weeks and weeks with a hamstring, and then he went out again with a hamstring. So just something that it could mean a lot of things. It's such a general diagnosis. So hopefully it's just, you know, a like pull and not a tear and nothing major, and that these guys can get back. But they are, you know, getting up there in player age, and so they have to be very careful.
Gianna Hahn, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Ravens 1-1. Now you get the Lions coming up Monday night. Gianna, national TV. Of course, Monday Night Football, all the fun stuff goes with that. 5.5-point favorites, too. But Lions just put 52 up on the Bears after getting totally stymied by the Pack the week before. 2 years ago, Detroit came to Baltimore, got blown off the field, won even a game. It was a mismatch, actually. But how do you see this matchup shaking up? They're shaping up as Detroit comes in here with many more, with all due respect to the Browns, many more weapons than Cleveland brings to the equation here offensively.
I mean, this is going to be the true test of if the defense took its steps forward, because it was good to see them not play down and to close out this game and force takeaways, but that's going to be different versus, as you said, the Lions versus the Browns. I mean, Joe Flacco is actually older than Jared Goff, but Jared Goff isn't one of your young running quarterbacks that you might see. But I do think that I just feel like it's going to be an offensive shootout. I would like to think the offense gets back on track and it is offensive shootout, but if the defense can keep it running, this will be a really good test to see if they truly made those adjustments that we think that they made.
Gianna Hahn, appreciate your time as always. Have fun with John Harbaugh today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gianna.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There's Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. Ravens and the Lions coming up Monday. We have still got plenty of Ravens-Browns talk to get into. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Matter of fact, bottom of the hour. Got Vinny's keys. Look back at those. We got a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw. Talk to him a little bit about yesterday's win. But coming up next, it's the Whip Around. We'll talk some college football, the big fight that happened over the weekend. Royals get swept in Toronto, in Chicago tonight. Kyle Bradish looking for his first win. We'll get to the AL East standings and beyond. There's a new team in first in the AL West. Stick around. We'll tell you who it is.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.